Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Investing Club, the place investors go to gain actionable advice, learn about current market trends, and hear war stories from other professional investors out there in the field today. Before we get started, I have two quick housekeeping items to cover. First, if you like the episode, we would very much appreciate a like, subscribe, and share. It is the best way to support the show and keep it running. Second, if you are a new investor looking to get started in real estate or an experienced investor looking to take your investing to the next level, we created an ebook for you that will cover how to find deals that are actually deals, how to finance those deals with little to no money down, and how to exit those deals for maximum value. On top of that, I throw in an insane amount of free bonuses that you'll have access to once you buy the ebook. All we charge is our admin costs to keep the show running. So, if you're serious about real estate investing and want to create both active and passive income as an investor, head on over to the website at therealestateinvestingclub.com and click on the button that says Get the ebook to grab yourself a copy today. So, with that said, let's dive right in. Today we have a very special guest with us, ready to drop some investor knowledge on you. So buckle up, grab your pen and paper, and enjoy the ride. All right. Welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Investing Club. Today we have Janet Tonkins with us, formerly known as the Baltimore Real Estate Diva. Janet is now the Cashflow Diva from Baltimore, Maryland. Baltimore, Maryland. I'm super excited to have her here because she has a really, really broad experience here with over 100 properties in her residential portfolio. So, Janet, thank you very much for hopping on.
Thank you for having me, Gabe. I'm very excited to be here this afternoon.
Absolutely. I told you before we got on here, we like to start with stories. We like to hear how people got to where they are today. I'm sure you have a good story behind you. So why don't you start at the beginning and how'd you get started in real estate in the first place?
Okay. So I got started quite by accident. As a matter of fact, I was looking for my own home. Okay. And I was looking absolutely at a single family property. So the realtor took us to her attorney's home. And so her attorney, we went through the process with the attorney. And the attorney said to us, now, you know, if you really want this property, I'll meet with you again next week. And I absolutely love the property. He said, my wife's nephew really wants the property, but I don't think they can afford the mortgage. So if you want it, I'll call you back next week and we'll write up the deal at that point. So next week came and I didn't hear anything from him. Then we tried to call him. He didn't answer my telephone call. So we called him again. At 2 weeks later, the realtor who had introduced us to him called us and said, well, you know, he actually sold it to his wife's nephew. Oof. I was absolutely in tears.
Yep.
But she said, he says to me, he has a three-family property that one of his clients has for $90,000 on the corner of Broadway and so forth. So I really had no interest in the three-family property. So I said, okay, let me take a look at it. So we took a look at it. It was huge. There were seven rooms on the first floor. There were seven rooms on the second floor, which I eventually took. And then there were four rooms on the third floor with a kitchen and five finished rooms in the basement.
Wow.
So this is in 1987. We purchased that property for $90,000 at 9% interest. Okay.
Wow, 9%.
We were in a pretty much an urban area. Patterson is 15 minutes out of New York from New York City. So we had saved 20%. But because we were in an urban area, we were able to partake in a program where we only had to put 4% down.
Okay.
And then they paid all of our closing costs.
Kind of like an FHA loan today.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So out of that one property, remember I said $90,000 in 1987. Of course, our first floor tenant paid rent, our third floor tenant paid rent. So we didn't have a mortgage because everything was paid. We refinanced that one property over five times, took money out each and every single time, moved to Baltimore in 2001, And then we held on to it. Sold it in 2005 for over $400,000, even giving the new owner $15,000 assistance, and then repairing the furnace for an additional $3,000, and still made over $200,000. So where else can you do that without a college degree or without anything? Not to, in today's world, that will be called house hacking.
Yeah.
Because I'm also a coach, and this is one of the strategies that I give some of my mentees to actually utilize that. But because remember I said we saved 20% and we did not use it all, we were able to buy three additional multifamily buildings that very same year. And so that was our start on our way by building wealth one house at a time.
I love it. I love it. And the thing that really stands out to me in that story is the year that you started. You know, people, they always want to do the get rich quick kind of thing. You started in 1987. That's the year you bought that property. Real estate is a long game. It sounds like, you know, five times that you refinanced. That's pretty amazing that you were able to pull. You basically did a burr five times.
Absolutely. On that one particular property. You're absolutely correct. And as you said, Gabe, we tell our mentees, this is not a get rich quick scheme. You crawl, you walk, and then you run. So, yep. I mean, and you absolutely can get rich because we are living beyond our wildest dreams, but you have to be persistent, committed, and continue no matter what, because we almost gave up at some point in time as well.
Yep. Yeah. Especially in real estate there, you know, things come out of the woodwork. You're always going to get hit with unexpected, just in your mind, catastrophes. You know, every catastrophe that you see in life obviously can be overcome. You just have to get through it. And you guys did, which is great. So you bought that first triplex 1987, and then you sold it in 2005. So I know, you know, since then you guys have just exploded. Looks like you're buying 2 to 4 houses per month, which is absolutely absurd. After 2005, is that when you really started ramping things up, or were you doing things in between 1987 and 2005?
Okay. Between 1987 and 2005. Yeah. We actually, before we left Patterson, we actually had a total of 8 multifamily units. Remember, we also had full-time jobs, both of us.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I come from Verizon. I did over 35 years with Verizon and was able to retire at the age of 50 in 2007. But that helped us, of course, with the funding and finding properties as well. But as I said, we hit a road snag in Patterson at some point in time because of other issues. And we almost gave up. As a matter of fact, we left some of those properties because we were having issues. And remember, I said in 1987, there was no bigger pockets. There were no real estate investment association. Right now, I'm on the executive board of the Baltimore Real Estate Investment Association. Everything that Owen and I did, we had to do it along by trial and error. As a matter of fact, today, in New Jersey, the closest real estate investment association is in New Brunswick, New Jersey, which is about 75 miles. So we did everything on our own. We read as much as we could, Money Magazine, Forbes, No Money Down, and various books and strategies. We are the one thing about us is we're risk takers. So we just went out and took a risk. We lost some money on certain things. As a matter of fact, we even tried to buy a shopping center and lost a lot of money on a shopping center. But we did not let us stop us, because if you're on this journey long enough, you are going to make some mistakes. But what I tell my mentees are, you want those mistakes to be new mistakes. And that's why you hire somebody like myself to kind of guide you along the journey.
Yep. Yeah. And I can only imagine, you know, 1987, I know in real estate investing as a profession almost is more of a recent phenomenon, really. I know in 1987, Absolutely. There wasn't a ton of activity. People were buying houses, obviously, and renting them out. but there wasn't a ton of activity in terms of organizations and groups that you could join. There are just so many resources out there today, which is great. You mentioned, you know, you almost gave up a few times. So what was it that kind of brought you through those moments and got you onto the next deal?
Well, first of all, I always say, if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. Okay. And so my husband and I, at some point, as a matter of fact, we were in our backyard because this is a full time. We do this every day, all day. He does it 7 days a week. I do it only 6 days a week. Sunday is my Sabbath. So we had some issues with the tenant. And so what we said, oh my God, if somebody with a hedge fund would come along and buy all of our portfolio, we'd give it up today. Now we're sitting in our in our backyard at 2 o'clock in the afternoon having a drink of wine.
There you go.
And so we looked at one another and we said, we must be crazy. Where can we go? We're not doing a 9 to 5. And here we are at 2 o'clock in our swing, drinking wine. Where else can we actually do that? So we said, nah, we wouldn't give this up for the world. But we have, and as you said, we had some snags. You know, we had tenants, as a matter of fact, and we still have those. I just had to evict a tenant whose rent is being paid every single month by one of the programs. But she has mental issues. And this is one of the issues that you face when you're talking about affordable housing and sometimes putting homeless people in. I say to everybody, you have to be very, very careful when you actually do that. So she was raped and she was traumatized. So in this particular unit, she wouldn't allow me to come into the house. She wouldn't allow any man. She wouldn't allow my husband to come in. And of course, all my contractors are men. And so she wouldn't allow anybody to actually come in. So she would also call code enforcement. She'd break it. And as I said, I've been doing this since 1987. I've never had anybody. This woman has broken 4 vanities. I mean, the actual sinks within the vanities. And then she would call code enforcement, but she wouldn't let the people in. So I wind up having to put her out this very week, as a matter of fact. Even she's been with me for 2 years. But it was just something that I could not handle. And so you have to have thick skin when you do that. And then you have to be able to be an educator. You have to be able to be a psychologist, a teacher, and all of those things. And then also, for me, this is also a ministry. So I felt bad. But also, you got to remember, this is also a bit. This is your business and this is your livelihood. And you must treat it as so. So there are going to be things that, you know, you may have to dread doing it. And sometimes some of those things can actually get you down. One of the other things is contractors. What we're going to have to learn in this business does not matter whether or not it's our bigger companies, because we do $30 and $40 million deals. Whether it's a big contractor or it's a small contractor, you're going to have issues with them. And I've coined the term, contractors have a shelf life.
Finding a good contractor, I've said this before on this podcast, but finding a good contractor is like gold. You have to stick with them and just treat them like they're kings and queens.
Them, sometimes we keep them. We kind of hoard them.
Yeah, exactly. So I totally hear you. When you get into real estate, just, you know, many things will happen and you just got to be ready for it. You got to have that thick skin. And once they do happen, you just got to pick yourself up and keep moving. It sounds like you guys are heavily invested in multifamily and single family. Do you guys do anything outside of that? Do you do any industrial? Sounds like you did a strip center at some point.
Okay, so here we are. We're in single family, we're in triplex, duplex, multifamilies, and apartment buildings. Okay, so what we're just doing now in our hometown of Paterson, New Jersey, is we're building a 74 unit apartment building for grandparents raising their grandchildren.
Oh, wow.
And so in addition to that, we've given the nonprofit to assist grandparents, we're giving them free space in our building, along with assisting them with finding computers, with finding other resources, and also to help them with counseling and mental health issues. As you know, Gabe, that is one of our biggest problems. We have, with the drug addictions, with the mental abuse, and so many of those things, they really don't have any place to go because, you know, once grandparents take over the grandchildren, if they're in a senior citizen building, they can only remain there for 2 weeks if those folks stay there. So we've identified that as a need, identified that as a niche, and we're very, very, very fortunate to be able to get the funding from that. And then that comes from, as I say to my students and my mentees, from building relationships. Mm-hmm. We were able to go back to Patterson. My husband used to be the economic development director there. And so in Patterson, the parking director was there along with my husband. And in Patterson, all the parking director has all the land. So we were able to get that land for nothing as a result of that relationship, but from 25 years ago. Okay. And then because of other relationships, both political, we were able to get $30 million from the state. We were able to get additional monies from HUD, and we were able to get additional vouchers from the city housing authority director.
Got you. Wow. So this, you're developing a 74 unit building strictly for grandparents who are raising their grandchildren.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So that's amazing.
So that consists of two, three and four bedroom units. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, you know, you always hear of new models, new applications for real estate. And so this is the first time I've heard of that. It's really cool that you guys are doing that.
Thank you.
I did check the clock. It looks like we have gone through our 15-minute period, so I do have to move us into the quick question round. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Well, let's do it. It starts with books or any form of education. Give me two recommendations, one for general life wisdom and one for real estate specific.
Okay, so for real estate specific, it will be John Schaub, Building One House at a Time.
Okay.
And then... right now, I'm reading Zig Ziglar's. Zig Ziglar. Okay. On the way to the top. Okay.
Perfect.
And then the good one is Tony Robbins, Master the Money Game.
Yep. I've never read Tony Robbins. I still got to get on that. But Zig Ziglar was one of the first kind of self-development motivational books that I read. Mm-hmm. I think it was an audiobook, actually. But man, I
absolutely love him. And then if you get a chance, Bob Proctor as well.
Yep. Bob Proctor. There you go. All right, moving on. This next one is about your younger self. So if you could go back to the Janet, who was just getting started out there in Baltimore, she was just buying that first triplex. Go back to her, look her in the eye, give her one piece of advice moving forward.
Emulate, follow success. Join a real estate investment organization and then find yourself a good mentor, one who's actually doing it and not someone who's just talking it, writing books and writing courses.
Absolutely. I will second that. Mentors are so important to your journey because there is no replacement for experience. People who are currently being, you know, in the trenches doing it, they're the ones that can give you the right advice. So
absolutely.
Great piece of advice. Moving us on. This next one is, I always lose my spot. There it is. It is for the U.S. It's a big place, a lot of opportunity out there. So give me one metro that you are most excited about investing in today.
As a matter of fact, I have just bought in the last week four properties.
Oh, wow.
In Georgia, in a little area outside of Albany, Georgia. Georgia. In today's market, average price, $60,000.
Wow. In Albany. I did not know that. We're doing an RV park deal in Albany right now. But man, Georgia, you know, the Southeast is just blowing up.
Absolutely.
That whole area is doing well. All right, moving on. This next one is tools. Tools are the backbone of every business. So what is one tool that you could not live without?
It's called Dealio. What this tool does for us is it identifies owners with equity, out of state owners, and all things. It actually also sends the letters for you, allows us to do our own title search and so forth. And you're able to automate and organize everything with that one system.
Perfect. And what was that again? I didn't catch the
name.
It's
called Dealio, D-E-A-L-I-O. It's something from the Liarno system of investing.
Okay. All right. And on the topic of mentors, like we were talking about just a second ago, none of us are islands. We are all standing on the shoulders of giants. There are so many people that help us along the way in our journey. So what is one mentor, or who is one mentor that has contributed a lot to your career, and how did they help you?
Okay. So my one mentor is actually my hard money lender, Joe DiMaggio, who is the head of the Baltimore Real Estate Investment Association. So he became my hard money lender. Baltimore is a block by block neighborhood. So he encouraged me. And even when I went for a loan, he would tell me, well, Janet, I wouldn't buy in this particular area, but I would buy in this specific area. We've become friends. And your hard money lender could become your private lender. So as a result of that, I've learned so much from him that I am now a hard money lender. I am now a private money lender. I am now I have my own self-directed IRA. And I do loan 100% to some of my mentors. And I was able to get that. I was able to learn those things from him as well.
There you go. I love that. All right, on to the next one. And by the way, I like that you said it's a block by block neighborhood. You guys, every city is a block by block neighborhood. I'm telling you right now, if you don't, you know, I invest out of state. I bought a self-storage facility in Arkansas, and you know, the metrics in that city were great. Everything looked good, but I didn't know the metro, you know, like the back of my hand. So that block that I bought that thing in, man, I'm telling you, that thing gets broken into every single day. So make sure
you have to know that.
Yep, for sure. All right, moving on. And this one is, oops, see, every time I lose my spot on my little piece of paper. There we go. This one's for the listeners. So if you could give us, you've given us a lot of good advice. I'm sure people want to reach out to you. What is the best way for them to do that?
Email the cashflowdiva at diva.com. Okay. I'm getting a sense. I'm actually changing from the Baltimore Real Estate Diva to the Cashflow Diva so that I can widen my net. And as opposed to just becoming regional, you know, I'm trying to go global. I'm also a speaker and an author with my first book coming out September 30th with Jack Canfield.
Perfect. I love it. And that is did you say the cashflow diva at gmail.com?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the cashflowdiva.com. All right. I will put that in the show notes. So if y'all want to reach out to Janet, just go ahead and click a little more in the description. It'll pull down the full description, and in there you can find her URL. So Janet, that wraps it up. I appreciate you hopping on the show.
I appreciate the opportunity, Gabe, and much success to you in the future. And I enjoyed being here this afternoon.
Absolutely. And for everybody who's here with us, thank you guys for showing up. You are the reason we do this. So if you guys have any questions whatsoever, reach out to me, Gabe at therealestateinvestingclub.com. Other than that, I hope you guys have an absolutely fantastic week. Keep rocking real estate, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode. All right. Before I officially sign off, I have a quick announcement to make. If you're interested in becoming a passive investor in one of my deals, my own company, Kaizen Properties, is looking for capital partners for our upcoming projects. We invest in what are known as recession-resistant assets, mainly self-storage facilities, mobile home and RV parks, and industrial properties. If you're interested in investing and would like to learn a little bit more about my company, our investing criteria, and some of the previous projects we've done, go to the Real Estate Investing Club podcast at therealestateinvestingclub.com and scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page. Click on the Invest With Us button. That'll pop up the investor form. Fill that out, and we will reach back out to you as soon as we can. Or if you prefer a little bit more of a personal touch, you can reach out to me at gabe@therealestateinvestingclub.com. So really, that is it. Again, it was a pleasure hanging out with you guys during this episode, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode.